Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I'm very excited to have a guest today, Neya. Oh, we didn't even ask about your last name, Zupan.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Look at that. My mom would be proud that my language training like kicked in. Neya is a visionary holistic mentor, energy mastery expert, and international speaker guiding high achievers to full spectrum vitality and soul aligned success, completely up my alley in my wheelhouse. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this pleasant invitation, dear Jennifer.
So let's just jump right in. How did you begin on this path? Because many of us didn't start here. Like it wasn't like our dream at 5 years old. Other people, it totally was. How did you get to this place in your journey?
Actually, with me, was already at really early age. Yes. I was dreaming, I was playing a lot as being a medical doctor, but because I was diagnosed as a child with special needs, I was actually not supported by the system to go studying, because they said that I will be not able to finish things, and it's good for me that I have some job working with hands. But when I was relieved from this system, when I went studying, I studied at the first electrical engineering, because this was the only opening for me that I could go. Then, you know, everything opened. I studied actually beside the program at the university. I studied six different subjects, six different modalities in natural healing at the same time.
Wow. And I'm just sitting here thinking, yeah, okay, I'm going from you can't learn, you shouldn't go to school, to, oh yeah, I'm going to go to electrical engineering school. Like, that's a big leap. I'm a little bit shell-shocked with that. Like, wow.
Yeah, because, you know, medical doctors and psychologists, of course, first 3 years, six, seven, eight, I was treated as a child with special needs. And when I was at the age to go to the secondary school, they said that it's better to have some occupational study, so something that I can do with hands. But I loved somehow mathematics, and I said, okay, I will study electrical engineering and I can repair electricity in the house and so on, you know, but I don't have even 1 hour, working hour in that field, because this was just like a bridge to what I wanted to study. And at the same time, you know, what I'm doing now, electrical engineering is actually studying of electric currents, and in us, in bodies, there are many, plenty of electric currents. It's EEG, EEG, the different measurements of how electric currents are running in our bodies, and it connects really good with meridians, so energetic currents in our bodies. So I have a really good background. So I was thinking to be medical doctor, but now I'm a spiritual doctor. I'm a spiritual teacher, a natural healing doctor. So helping people to outgrow different energetic disbalances in their bodies and in their lives and wherever, because energy for me is actually the background, the fundament of everything.
Well, it is, and it's so fun to be living in this day and age where it is becoming more recognized, more embraced. I have friends because I do energetic work also, and they're like, oh, yeah, I don't get that, but would you fix this anyway? Like, I'm not sure I believe in you, but my shoulder really hurts. Like, could you help me with that? So it's very interesting. And there's a quote by Albert Einstein. I've got to look up the year. It was either in the 1940s or 1950s. And he said, the future of all medicine is in frequencies, and frequencies are energy, and we're all made up of energy and every so. It's so fun that it's coming of age and becoming much more accepted and known. So that's just
Exactly.
amazing. Okay, so then you had continue with your story. I don't want to give anything away.
I will go just a little back because what you just said or quoted with Albert Einstein, that everything with frequency, also Nikola Tesla, he was also a genius. So geniuses on the world, they already knew that. And Tesla said, if you really want to understand the depth of human being, you need to study frequency, vibration, and energy. That was Nikola Tesla. Yeah.
See,
So
it's been a
they
while.
knew.
It's been around, people.
Yeah, it's obvious. Without energy, we can simply not function. No matter how many strategies we have, how many methods we have, how many techniques we comprehend and master, if we don't have energy, everything is lost. So when I studied all these modalities, that was just the beginning. At the age of 25, I remember really clearly sitting on the roof. We were repairing a roof. And I saw one bright light coming to me, and one voice. I heard one voice. You need to proceed your mission. And then I was contemplating on this. And I said to myself, okay, yes, they have a purpose, a mission. All the in church or pastors have mission. And it's not mission just for this spirituality, it's mission also for each single person here. And I was explained that I really need to proceed even deeper in the realm of spirituality and natural healing. So then, there were a few years afterwards that I did that I even didn't go to bed to sleep because I was constantly studying and for relaxing my body, for really energizing my body, I was doing no yoga nidra. I don't know whether you know it,
Yeah,
yeah,
I've heard of it.
but yeah, yoga nidra was practiced a lot by how is this French French revolutionary, I will remember, and I will say afterwards, now I don't remember his name, Napoleon Hill.
Oh, Napoleon Hill. Yes, amazing, amazing work.
Yeah, so he was practicing this a lot, you know. And I said, okay, if this helped to him, it will help also to me. So I just practiced. And instead of sleeping, I did yoga nidra. And my body caught up as I would sleep for, I don't know, 5, 6 hours. This is really amazing, amazing tool. So I studied a lot of Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, a lot of psychology as well, and anthropology, and spirituality. I studied with first lineage holder for Om Kara Kriya Yoga in the world, Swami Ananda Kapila. I was his disciple for. It was 8 years. Now he already did went into Mahasamadhi, so he passed away. His body, he left his body. And I did a lot of yoga courses, a yoga certification programs, the mindfulness, neurolinguistic programming, nonviolent communication. So many things, you know, that I'm able to help people to give them my hand where they are and help them to come out and progress their path smoothly and with joy in inner peace, full of open heart.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And as you were learning these different techniques, different methodologies, different ways of, I'm going to say, interacting with energy, did you possibly have your own health scare?
I was actually all the time was confronted and was dealing with some issues. But at the beginning, I didn't start with studying because I wanted to outgrow everything. In my childhood, I had huge issue with my brain. So meningitis, I was in a hospital. They didn't know whether I will survive or not. Then I had a huge difficulties with allergies. So I was on sprays, drugs, injections, creams, drops for eyes, for ears, you know, everything. I was constipated, the digestive problems. But when I started to study more in the area of natural healing at the age of 14 and went more profoundly at the age of 18. And at that time, I dropped off all these medications. I didn't tell anybody, but I just saw that this is not leading anywhere. So it was a lost battle. So I said, okay, you had 18 years to help me. Now I see that this is not the way that I will get resolution. In 8 years, I was free of every allergy. So from all allergies, I was free of all allergies. But this was not the end of my journey yet.
It was probably the beginning of the hardcore journey.
Yes, that was a hardcore journey afterwards. At the age of 42, I was diagnosed with aggressive form ductal hormonal dependent cancer. All my female ancestors passed away for cancer. I was given only 5% chance to survive because I was also BRCA gene positive. And of course, I know the definition of insanity, repeating the same thing and expecting different results. So all my ancestors opted for chemotherapy, radiation, hormonal therapy, and different medical path treatment, this allopathic medical treatments. And I said, no, this is not the way. So I know the results. It's death. After 1, 2 years, it's finished. So I rejected everything. I rejected chemotherapy, hormonal therapy, and radiation. I opted only for surgical removal of centers. I had they found two centers. One was about 2 centimeters big, and the other one was 1 centimeter big. And I had a lesion here on the breastbone. This couldn't be removed because they said that then they would need to remove entire bone. And I said, okay, no, it's
That might
enough.
be invasive.
So I said no, and I went really deep. For me, now looking back, this was actually an exam. Our creator, God, or however you want to call some something bigger of us, said, Naya, you have studied now for 25 years, and now here's an exam. Show me what you already learned, not what you studied with mind, but what you have learned. And whether you pass or you pass, you pass an exam or you pass. It's the same word.
Yes.
And I managed to go through because I changed, as at the beginning was this looked like my healing process. At the end was really my complete recalibration of my entire energetic blueprint, outside, inside, my purpose, my mission, even my identity, huge change, and my entire body structure of my cells changed.
So
And
it can't be emphasized enough that your attitude and your approach is directly related to your outcome. And my father had kidney cancer, and there is no cure for kidney cancer, but it's very slow growing. Okay, my cat just go decided to come in and play with us today, and he's like being Mr. Feisty. Don't. He's not gonna go. Oh, now he's gonna cry. All the things that happen in real life. But we were talking to the doctor, and we were asking like, what's the prognosis? How long is he gonna live? And the doctor said there are things in modern medicine we cannot account for, and we cannot account for support. What kind of family support is there and around him? We cannot account for spirituality and belief in something bigger than yourself. And we can't account for your personal attitude and how what you take into this. And my dad did pass away in the end from kidney cancer, but he had a great attitude the whole time. He had a better standard of living the whole time because he did have a support system. He did want to live, and he had a very strong faith in something bigger and than us. And so when people are like, oh, this person died of cancer, well, what were all the other factors involved, right? So you bring
Exactly.
all that in, and it makes a huge difference. So I love that you're like, okay, just get rid of this, and I don't want to do that. And everybody has to choose their own path, and I'm so grateful that it worked out well for you, and that whole energetic piece cannot be underplayed.
Yeah, in the nature, an illness, or not just illness, also relationships problems or business problems. If business people have problems with themselves or with their business, with money, everything comes back. If you go far back to the origin, and this is energy. What kind of energy you allow that runs through you? If your energy is really high frequency, so peace, love, support, fulfillment, compassion, then it's impossible that you continue with the same state that you started. So with an illness or bad relationship or business problems or I don't know what, money problems. People say, "Oh, I'm not born to have money." Yeah, no, it's important that you are willing to change your frequency of your energy, and then money starts to flow to you. You become magnet for money to come to you, because it's abundance around. So just we with our frequency, if we are in really low frequency vibration, like anger, jealousy, fear, worry, guilt. Guilt is one of the primary reasons for cancer, for
Oh,
example.
really?
Yes, really. So I came really back down to fear, and I transformed this. And when you transform this low energy emotions, then resolutions come. Then you suddenly get connected with bigger and stronger and more potent energy source that is not coming from you, but it's coming from something bigger than us. Whatever you call, you can call also Allah, Brahma, a big Holy Spirit, whatever, whatever. Something that is around.
Well, and it's that whole law of attraction. Did you walk around like your dog just died all the time? Then all that negativity is just gonna come to you and stick to you. But if you walk in and you're like, oh, I'm gonna brush that off. Not that a dog dying isn't a big deal, it is for me, but you get the point is the attitude of you brush that off and you can choose in any minute, in any moment, you can choose how you want to show up, who you want to be, and you're not completely guided and dictated by your circumstances.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I love
Yeah.
that you're like, oh, I have all these ancestors that died of cancer and I'm not doing that. Like I reject that. I'm not doing that. So what was that one moment when the world caught up with your frequency? Because that's the title of our talk today. So I'm just curious, what was that one moment?
It was actually after I was already healed from cancer. I was diagnosed with a cancer end of May, and like it was usual, people start fight with illnesses. It's not about fighting. So I recognized this already in 3 months. So, yeah. A little less than 3 months, so it was beginning of August that I recognized that fighting is just not my good side. So I'm not good at fighting, and I don't want to fight with cancer. And I decided that I'm going to embrace cancer. I'm going to embrace everything what is going on with me on the inside. And in 3 months afterwards, the medical doctors confirmed that nothing is going on in my body anymore regarding cancer cells, according to what they can test, of course. But for me, the real resolution, the real like jump up, like step up. There were few moments in afterwards. First, so I said in 2013 I was diagnosed with a cancer, and in 2014 I decided to shave my hair. I had this beautiful hair as now, you know, but I decided to shave it completely already after I was healed. Why? Because hair, according to traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda, they hold old frequencies. And I shaved it. And then, first, like, jump or I felt first elevation also of my emotions, of my thinking. I started to see, perceive things different. And then I went for Ayurvedic treatment, Panchakarma. This was 3 months healing, not because of cancer. I was already cured. Healed actually in the body was not perceived. But during this Panchakarma, I stepped into pure light, and I was 14 days just like bathing in pure light. And at that time, I actually, that was a huge realization. I am not alone. And that was change maker. This was a real change maker. I'm not alone. And a few days back, for example, I woke up, I felt some fear inside, and I said, "My dear guides, please embrace me, because I feel fear, and let me know that I'm safe." And instantly, puck, all the fear was gone. All the fear in the moment. So I'm not alone. I'm also blessed that I'm guided by eight spiritual guides. So they are not incarnated. They are living in the spiritual realm, and they are guiding me, teaching me. And yes, since cancer was like an opening for me, the door open to really starting to access to the not be, already before I had access to them, that I started to become aware of their constant presence in my life, more and more and more and more. And now, whenever there is some problem also with other people, when people come for their business problem or health problem or whatever, I first consult with them. What, how, in what way to help them, to help people.
Oh my gosh, I love this so much. So how do you work with clients? One-on-one, group? Like, how does that look? How do you work with people?
I have both. So one-on-one, I less and less, because I already have a team of coworkers. I have three amazing therapists. I already educated them. They are so great, great women, you know, so open-hearted and so spiritual as well. So they have really talents. So they are mostly working one-on-one. I work mostly in a like individual transformation in a group setting. So that I give some teaching. Now I have some spaces opened for my mentorship program. This is starts with 3 months, but can be prolonged for even more. Depends on difficulties or challenges that person faces. So in this program, I teach people how to recalibrate their energy. So this is one session so that they know that they understand. And the second part, the second session is already working really deeply in with the body, with energies, and with the spirit. And the third one is Q&A. So this repeats 3 times with different topics. So whenever person wants to attend, you know, when is ready, then come to me and we just start.
Oh my gosh, I love this so much. So all your information is going to be in the show notes so people can reach out. This has been amazing. Is there an easy way someone can find you without having to go to the show notes? Like, is there an easy website or
Yes.
Facebook, Instagram?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, on Instagram. You can find me, Dr. Naya Zupan Institute. So on Instagram, on Facebook, both ways. And everything is in English. So very easy internationally. But also, I have one very special gift for, yeah, so the people. Your audience, that I support your audience with really getting it already in touch with their energy to it's these are 7 steps, energetic alignment in action. These are 7 practices that I do every single morning to really initiate my energy. Because we come when we sleep, we are in unconscious, and every single morning we just start the new day, new possibilities, new chances to grow, to reach, to become whatever we want. And these 7 steps help you to really start the day with a full energy for your own goals. And this is high frequency energy formula.com. So very easy, high frequency energy formula.com, because this is formula to really be, to bath yourself in high frequency energy every single day. Because people ask me usually, why are you so happy all the time? And I say, oh, very easy. Start your day with energy, with elevating, increasing energy. Start full with your full potential. And then just let go and that everything just come to you and you magnetize everything towards you.
Oh my gosh, this has been such a great conversation, Doctor. I'm gonna get it right, Naya. Thank you for being here and for your lovely gift, highfrequencyenergyformula.com. I'm gonna get it myself and start implement this. I can talk. I'm a professional. Implementing this in my life. So this has been a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jennifer, also for this invitation. And I wish all the best to your audience and everything good, a lot of peace, a lot of prosperity, healthy life, a joyful life for you and for everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.